Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
If ever there was a time for an Ellie Mistal happy hour, it's this fucking week.
Yes.
Ellie Mistal is here.
How are you doing?
I need your bowl.
You always start asking other people how they're doing. I need to ask how you're doing. Are you safe? Are you not on fire? Do you have, you know, your asbestos shield in place?
I am a ball of existential rage like you are, and also extreme optimism mixed with a dystopian dread of the election being stolen. How are you?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty fucking bad. I mean, like I'm having trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I can joke about it a little bit, but like I am beyond rational thought terrified.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, well, I mean, I just read a headline, Ellie, you know, Supreme Court itching to, you know, steal this election for Trump. I mean, obviously they have signaled, despite some good rulings, that even after the election, I mean, Trump just tweeted fucking 3 a.m. like, oh, this election will be decided by the Supreme Court. I mean,
one of the things that I think it's important for people to understand is that the consistent GOP argument, the consistent Republican argument from every Republican lawyer, from every state-controlled kind of secretary of state or attorney general, and from every Republican-appointed justice is, do not count all the votes.
Yes.
Like, that is their actual legal principle across multiple cases, just whatever it takes to not count all the votes. If we have to go to state law to not count all the votes, let's go to state law. We got to go to federal law, let's go to federal. Like, whatever it takes, their only consistent argument is that we somehow should not count all of the people who have tried to vote in this election.
Hundreds.
That's their only way to win.
Hundreds of lawsuits, Ellie. They have dropped any pretense of this being about election fraud. It is about, how do we stop the most people from voting? How do we count the least amount of votes that people have voted? But let me talk about your body of work first, in case people don't know. Ellie Mistal is the nation's justice correspondent, a graduate of Harvard College, Harvard Law School, and of course an MSNBC analyst. I just wanted, because you're not just talking out your ass about legal stuff, is my point. Is that,
yeah,
this,
yeah.
they have no legal basis for any of this. This is just, you're right, it is them going, oh, holy shit, look how many people are voting, right?
Although I do, Stephanie, sometimes feel like I am talking out of my ass, because like the school that I went to, right, the law that I studied doesn't let this shit happen. Like, it's so ridiculous that honestly I like, it's almost like I look at my diploma and I'm just like, well, might as well throw that in the garbage disposal for all that's good for. Like, there is no law here. There is just raw political power, and that is all we're seeing, with some legal jargony words thrown in there.
Yeah, Yeah, I love you on Twitter. I love you in every form, as you know. But you said a stream of conscious summary of today's news. The Supreme Court will absolutely steal the election for Trump if they don't die of hypothermia first, but only if it's close. So please drop off your ballots in person. And also, CNN hires child kidnappers who lie to them. That was just one stream of thought. Yeah. Just from one.
That was just one day. Right? That was like 4 days ago. Like half of those stories are old now.
I know. That's right. That was. But I know you just you said on Twitter, I need this election to be over. I'm hanging on a little too tightly. And this one I love about your kids. Whoops. I didn't know my kid was unmuted at remote school when I was just shouting. The only way he wins Florida is if 80-year-old humans fuck it up for everybody else. Not sure I can properly contextualize that comment for the 5-year-old class.
So the way that happens is that, okay, so the kindergartner, he's got a remote school in the living room, right? My wife works in the dining room, and I have my office, right? So my wife from the living room, from the dining room, is like, what's going on with Florida? And I just roll out of my office at the top of my lungs, 80-year-old fucking Cubans. And I'm like, and she just looks at me, and I'm like, oh, shit, is he unmuted? It's like, that's my world right now. It's just the and then look, joking aside, the thing that I've tried to get people to understand is if it is close, they will steal it.
Yeah.
There is no win for Biden that involves winning by a point and a half or 2 points. Like a point and a half, the Republicans can steal. There are too many irons in the fire for them to that they've set up to steal it, right? So if it's one state, if it comes down to one state and 1.5 points, Trump is winning that election. It does not matter what the votes say.
Yeah.
Our only hope is that Biden's electoral college margin is more than one state. It's, you know, three states, four states. And in those three or four states, they have to flip 4 points, 5 points in order to have Trump win. Like, I don't think, and this is still somewhat Pollyanna-ish, I don't think the Republican Supreme Court can flip three or four states by 4 or 5 points. I think that's too much water for them to carry.
Yeah.
So if we have a margin here, it should be okay. But if it comes down to Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or, God forbid, fucking Florida, like, Trump will absolutely steal that election.
Do you have any more thoughts on fucking 80-year-old Cubans? Cubans in Florida are going to fuck it up?
It's really just, you know, like, people you've got certain people who, like, really don't like identity politics and think that it's reductive and right? But, like, I come from, you know, old-time political stock, right? My father was a local politician. My father did the gerrymandering for state Senate seats on Long Island, right? Like, I know how this works. And in Florida, you have this group of Cuban refugees. Cuban refugees who were given, wait for it, amnesty,
yep,
by Ronald Reagan when they were fleeing Fidel Castro's totalitarian regime. And because of that amnesty, this group of people has consistently voted Republican and consistently votes against people who would extend the kind of immigration largesse given to them to other groups of Latinos, right? Like, they consistently vote against giving the same kind of dispensations that they got when they were younger to people fleeing Guatemala or people fleeing Venezuela. And that's why they're such a strong Republican bloc. Their political power is important in places like Miami.
Yeah.
Their political power is important in Florida. It's one of the reasons why Florida is so consistently fucked up.
Yeah. Well, you also just tweeted in general. So remember, we have a Voting Rights Act and the court has eviscerated it. If we win the Senate, we need to expand the court with justices who will protect voting rights, then pass legislation they won't nerf, which I just love that you use that word. But that's what I keep saying, Ellie. We have got to have a blue NAMI and we've got to get back the levers of power to make it just to make it fair. Like Hillary Clinton just said, it's not a win for Democrats to count the vote. It's a win for democracy. Yeah, go ahead.
We have to do all those things, but then we also have to have Democrats willing to stick their courage, screw their courage to the sticking place, as they say in the Scottish play. That tweet, for instance, was in direct response to a U.S. senator saying, you know, if we win, we've got to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. And I'm like, motherfuckers, the Supreme Court already eviscerated the Voting Rights Act. What makes y'all think that they won't do the same thing to the John Lewis Voting Rights Act that you pass in 2021? Yeah. The Supreme Court has been stolen by Republicans so that they can take away voting access and voting rights. So if you want to secure voting rights, the thing that you must do is expand the court. And that wraps around, Stephanie, to a subtler point that I make about court expansion, which is, you know, whenever I say that we should add, and I'm all like, we should add 10 or 20 justices. But no matter what the number I try to put on the board, there's always somebody says, but when Republicans win again, they'll just add 20 more. And then what will happen? I gives a fuck. Like, honestly, I don't see how Republicans
that
doing
that should be the answer for every Democrat from now right. till whenever. I don't give a fuck. That's thank right, you,
like,
Ellie.
Like, I'll worry about that in 10 years. But in order to expand the Supreme Court, you need control of all of government. You need control of the House and the Senate and the White House.
Right.
Securing voting rights and ending gerrymandering is how we stop Republicans from having control of all of government. So it's unlikely that the Republicans will control all three branch, all, you know, the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. It's unlikely that they'll control that in 10 years if we do in 2021 what we need to do to secure Voting Rights Act.
Ellie,
it's all part of one system,
right.
But you have to get Democrats willing to fix the system.
We pause briefly from Talking In podcast with Ellie Mistel. aren't we all just like one big, like, Edvard Munch scream during coronavirus?
Yeah.
Just when will this be over? Okay, well, you can help protect yourself, right? You can help your peace of mind. Go to thenewdealshop.com, right? Get the UV light working for you and your family, all your beloveds. Get the Clean Phone Pro, the Clean Phone Wand. Zap everything you have. I don't like being right as much as I am. But a new study just came out, right? Coronavirus stays on your phone and your cash for what? A month, up to a month. That's why you take your phone everywhere with you. You got to have a clean phone. You charge it, you sanitize, you zap it with that UV light. Right? You shouldn't be wiping stuff. I don't wipe groceries or packages anymore. I use the Clean Phone Wand. I zap it in my shoes when I go in and out. Got to have it.
You should get a Clean Phone Wand to put in your car, too.
I do. Yeah. I bring it with me, right?
Uh-huh.
I have one upstairs, then I have one that I bring in the car, so I zap everything as soon as I get back in the car. The face masks, you got to have the real deal, KN95. As you're waiting in line to vote, or what have you, you've got to have the real deal. You get them at thenewdealshop.com. They come with the FDA-authorized sticker right there, REIT. FDA authorized, U.S. tested, bulk pricing available. You can get everything you need affordably, quickly. Free immediate shipping for my listeners. Get all that good stuff for you and your beloveds. TheNewDealShop.com. That is TheNewDealShop.com. Because we're winning in some of these cases, Ellie. But like I was saying, maybe you can... you can't even talk about all of them, right? There's hundreds of lawsuits by Republicans what the fuck does any of this have to do with election fraud, right? You can't count ballots that arrive, on election day, even if they were postmarked before. You can't have curbside voting. You can only have one drop box. You can't, you got to have a notary, you have to have a witness with your signature. I mean, none of this has to do with anything but trying to keep people from voting, right?
And frankly, we're not winning in these cases. Like even the victories that we have are actually paper thin, right?
Temporary.
We're winning at state courts when the Supreme Court is claiming supremacy and the ability to overrule state courts whenever they feel like it. We're winning in 4-4 ties where lower court decisions are being left in place, not counting the fact that now Amy Coney Barrett is officially on the Supreme Court and will be the fifth vote to break some of those 4-4 ties. So even the victories that we have are so thin and so easily reversible. We're in a very dangerous situation. And so part of the other conversation that I don't know if we need to have it today, but perhaps by Wednesday, we need to start having the conversation about whether or not we are going to abide by some of these court rulings.
Yeah.
You know, at least in the blue states, put it like this, Stephanie, what is the Supreme Court going to do? I'll ask a question for you and your listeners. What is the Supreme Court going to do if they say, tell Pennsylvania, hey, you guys, stop counting the votes? And Pennsylvania says, bite me.
Yeah.
I'm going to count all these votes, and I'm going to decide this. I'm going to pick a slate of electors that goes by the popular vote in my state, not what the Supreme Court says. What is the Supreme Court going to do then? No, your electors don't count?
Because they keep picking and choosing states' rights or not, depending on what benefits fucking Republicans. That's what they're doing. Exactly. You're exactly right. Yeah.
So what if Pennsylvania just says, you know what, fuck it, YOLO. And I'm gonna count my votes, and I'm gonna nominate the slate of electors. What are you gonna do now, Supreme Court? Supreme Court doesn't have a budget and doesn't have an army. So I mean, these are the difficult questions that we need to start asking. And unfortunately, I don't know that Democrats have the will to ask those questions and to do what's necessary.
I hope so, Ellie, because I got to say, this goes to your piece. We're going to need a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to recover from Trump. I couldn't agree more, because you're right. When have we ever fucking talked about that some states run by Republicans will just tell their electors to vote for Trump no matter who wins, as you just said, the popular vote? And I mean, when have we ever had this conversation?
Yeah.
That they're just not going to respect any laws or any. And you said you write, history alone cannot hold Trump and his enablers accountable for the crimes they have committed. We need a form of Truth and Reconciliation Committee precisely because our normal institutions have failed. We need to understand how that failure happened, who's responsible, who should face justice. When a plane falls out of the sky, we don't shrug and say, oh, gravity has consequences. We send in a team of experts to pick through the wreckage, figure out exactly what went wrong, hold people accountable, make recommendations for future safety. That's a brilliant analogy. Jeez, whatever, Harvard, brilliant. We send in experts after disasters, not just for vengeance, but to make people feel safe again. The reconciliation part of a commission is just as important as the truth part. We still have a society with these Trump people, and that can't happen until we understand what they've done and feel measures have been taken to protect us from them again. Rockstar cheers, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. Not this time. We can't just go, oh, well, let's just move on. Right.
We can't just move forward. I mean, this is, you know, I love Barack Obama. I it's Halloween time. And so I like to tell the story of that. In 2008, I dressed up as Barack Obama for Halloween. I did that by having my like Obi-Wan Kenobi Jedi robes and I put a little halo and that was it. And when people said, you know, oh, are you Jesus? I said, no, I am Barack Obama. So like
that's close.
I hold him in high regard. But I think this was a mistake. I think his decision to not go back and prosecute the people who allowed for torture, right?
And war crimes and a war based on lies. Yeah,
we can debate whether or not, you know, so and so's policy vis-a-vis this country was good or bad. That's not appropriate for kind of a look back reconciliation commission. But when you have people who commit torture, who support torture, when you have a person like Gina Haskell.
Yeah, we enabled her to be in power again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is now the director of CIA. Now you see the reason why you need to have that kind of a commission, because some of the people who have been involved in this American tragedy that has been the Trump administration will try to blend back in with normal society and will try to be available for future Republican administrations. And that can't be allowed to happen.
Yep. Hear, hear. By the way, speaking of Halloween, I loved your piece. You said, I'm taking a break from chronicling late stage American Republic to do the obligatory don't wear blackface column because white people treat Halloween like the purge, but for racism. I can't love this piece more. When I was eight, I dressed up as Senator Ted Kennedy for Halloween.
Oh my God.
Later that evening, neighborhood kids, including some of my friends, jumped me and stole my candy. As my father would say years later when I reminded him of my childhood that he largely drank through. Ted Kennedy lost two brothers in the struggle for justice. You lost some candy.
Oh.
Anyway, the point is, even though my parents let me walk out of the house, surely knowing I was getting my ass kicked, they did not lighten my face to make a stupid costume work. Thank you for having to explain once again why blackface is never okay.
There's never a good reason for it. And again, as I say in that piece, the thing that offends me even more than the racism is the lack of artistry, right? Like, how dumb are you that you can't make a costume work without changing your face? Like, how is it that you think I'm going to dress up as Michael Jackson and be in blackface for Michael? He's got a glove. He's got a jacket.
Yeah.
He can moonwalk. Like, you can do all these things to be Michael. Like, trust me, the color of Michael Jackson's skin is not the most important thing about that particular man. So, like, and that just goes for, and I'm being real Real kind there.
You know.
And that goes for like so many people. Like there's no reason for it other than to be offensive and hateful and wrong.
Because 2020 is just fucking sucked. Does a picture exist of 8-year-old Ellie Mastal dressed as Ted Kennedy with a little briefcase that says Ted Kennedy?
Yeah, the world needs to see this.
Do you have it?
It does not.
Do you have it? Come on.
Does not. No.
Send it to me.
This is like an era of like Polaroids. I mean, maybe my mom's got it in a box somewhere, but like, no.
I just love that you had a fake briefcase. That's all your costume was a fake briefcase with the name Ted Kennedy on it. Just grayed out your hair and that was it. Off you went.
Cardboard briefcase with Ted Kennedy on it and a little blue suit. Look, this is how kids learn. I mean, sometimes in fairness to my assailants, right? Like, it was an important lesson.
Just you being an 8-year-old liberal nerd is enough to just, I don't.
Did any of the kids understand the costume before you got beat up?
They understood the hubris of it, I
okay.
believe.
Okay.
One of these kids is doing his own thing, right? And really, the eating of the candy. So there was one kid when he was eating the candy. Again, they ate the candy in front of me at school at lunch the next day, which was actually just slowly unwrapping it, and so the one kid was just like, "This is like a tax."
Oh, political humor too.
From
that hurt.
It is such a horrible story, but I'm sort of picturing going, he's a lion of the Senate. Ow.
So, you know. But, you know, this is how we learn. The next year I was like Voltron. I was like,
there you go.
Did you do any Ted Kennedy speeches? Just the dream continues and the work goes on. Can I have some candy?
There are people in your city that the sun does not reach, Mr. President.
Did you have Republican houses where they're like, you fucking liberals, always looking for handouts. Get the fuck out of here. We pause now from Ellie Mastal's righteous indignation to talk about Plexaderm. Listen, righteous indignation, it's good for the soul, but what happens?
It causes crow's feet.
Crow's feet.
11 lines.
11 lines, frown lines, right? And then Plexaderm, you bring yourself back.
It causes that line that goes between from your nose down to the corner of your mouth.
It's the what the fuck line.
Is that what
right?
it is?
Right, what the fuck did Trump just do now? What did he say? Right, and there, okay. I use it every single morning. I am not kidding. Listen. Everybody has a public to contend with now, not just me, not just international superstars like me and Rulalinska. You have to do a FaceTime call. You got to do a Zoom call. You got a Zoom call for work, FaceTime with your family, your friends, what have yous. You got to be, and you got to, it just helps you feel a little better about one thing in your life, that your under eyes and all that you, right? All those wrinkles, under eye lines, under eye bags.
Yep. Can you imagine how much farther Rulalinska would have gone in her career if she would have had Plexaderm?
Had she known about Plexaderm.
Right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's better than VO5. Yeah. Go to, you can even try the $14.95, the trial pack. See, right? Just try it. If you don't believe it,
Rulalinska could have done that.
Right? BUYPLX.com/sexyliberal or call them 800-685-1292 and say the code sexyliberal, free shipping, 30-day money back guarantee. What do you got to lose except all those wrinkles? Yes, come on, E.T., get with it. Go, do it. BUYPLX.com/
I'll be right here.
Okay, at BUYPLX.com/sexyliberal. Do it now. 800-685-1292. Say the code, sexyliberal.
Look, my family was very political, as should be obvious from that story, right? And so, like, and for the longest time, here's the thing, Stephanie, for the longest time, we had one TV. Right.
Yeah.
And so, like, while other kids were like watching Saturday morning cartoons or whatever, like my family was watching the McLaughlin Group, and so I had to watch. That was what was on. Yeah. It was like watch the McLaughlin Group or like, you know, play outside, and I was not an outside kid. So like, I was watching the McLaughlin Group. What the hell?
You spent your whole childhood going wrong, Eleanor Clift, wrong. Oh, yes.
Daddy, why does Pat Buchanan hate us?
Oh my God.
But anyway, I just love this piece. Blackface is racist by definition. There is no exception for white people who claim they didn't mean it that way. Yeah, and it's just it's every year you have to write the same piece.
Every year there's somebody who decides that they are special. They are the one person that can pull off black. I mean, think about that phrase, like that they can pull off blackface. No, you can't.
It's a whole piece about bullying when your Halloween piece to write this whole expanding the courts. You talk about McConnell thinks Democrats are weak and will act weak even when they have power. You said Democrats must call his bluff. They must punch the bully in the face. Otherwise, they're going to spend the next generation being stuffed into a locker by Republicans on the Supreme Court. The only way to make Republicans stop is for Democrats to fight back. And hear. We need more Democrats like you. This is enough already, right?
Part of it is like that whole everything I learned in high school kind of thing.
Yeah,
we're like the nerds, the smart kids. We were picked on, we were pushed around, you know, by the jocks and the captains of the teams. And it's almost like there's a part of liberal ideology that carries that with them, like through their professional careers.
Yeah.
And what really frustrates me is that the liberals who don't act like that then kind of easily devolve into like toxic masculinity bullshit, right? Like it's this weird balance of just like, no, I don't need to bully you. I just won't be bullied.
Yes. Your story, childhood bullying stories triggered mine. I got let Carol Fisher beat me up and push me through the bushes at the Y. I didn't fight back. I just accept with jokes. Mary Murphy put a snowball in my stocking cap, and then I was the one that got detention for playing with snowballs. I'm like, I wasn't playing with it. She put it in my, and then she put a cat kidney in my hairbrush in dissection class, and us nerds have been, that's why we.
But it's also us jokers, right? I mean, you said you fought back with jokes. Like, my mouth comes from getting beat up in school.
Yeah.
Right. And like, I wasn't a good at fighting. So, but what I was good was like cutting people down.
Yeah.
So like the biggest ass kicking I ever got. The biggest ass kicking I ever got was the big bully in my school was Lewis. And Lewis would like literally every day I went outside, he would just like beat me up and beat me up and beat me up. And it was just like his thing. Right. To the point that like a lot of times I would spend recess in the basement doing band practice because I just didn't want to freaking deal, right? But it was the springtime, so the people were going back outside again, and I went back outside, and I got my ass kicked. And so the next day in school, I was like, you know what? I'm going outside again. And since that's going to happen anyway, math teacher calls on me for, answer a question on the board. And I look at Lewis, who is half asleep, and I'm like, well, I know Miss Mitchell, but I think you should ask Lewis the question because he really wants to answer. And Lewis, what? And so Lewis got embarrassed in school. And man, when he found me outside,
your victory was short lived.
Yeah, the ass kicking of a lifetime.
Man, I was just smack talking him, like while he was punching me. I was just like, oh, well, that's your force over acceleration of that. This was really good, Lewis. Good job.
We learned to fight back. Like then I would make I would turn around and make the joke to Barb Murphy, and then she would start laughing, and then she would get yelled at in class for laughing, and then. I remember one time she said, Mr. Dillon, it's Stephanie. She's making me laugh. And he said, well, if you had Stephanie's grades, maybe you'd have something to laugh about. So by the end of high school, everyone hated me.
Ooh, that's good. I'm sorry. This is how liberals fight.
Yeah, exactly.
I loved your tweet.
When we go into public office, and to button it up with a bit of seriousness, when we go into public office, we cannot let these Republicans continue to stuff us in lockers. We cannot let these Republicans continue to like cut us off at the knees. And that doesn't mean that we have to turn into them. That doesn't mean that we have to turn into these toxic people who also punch down on the people that look weak to us. That doesn't mean – it just means that we have to stand strong on our principles and not be swayed by them even in the face of physical objection, right?
Yeah.
We have to stand strong with who we are and what we fight for even when these people are screaming at us.
That should be our campaign slogan. Democrats 2020, we will not be stuffed in the locker anymore. I loved your tweet. It would be impossible to explain to aliens why Tucker Carlson has a show. This week was just fantastic. It was like, I don't, my, the dog ate my Hunter Biden homework and then it got lost in the mail and oh well.
How does that even happen, right? Like how is it that this is the highest rated cable news program and it's clearly satire?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, when he gets sued for defamation, his defense is no reasonable person would take me seriously. And the court's like, yeah, you're right.
You're got
no
a point.
Reasonable person would take you. Like, that's actually their argument in court. I am not making that up, folks. Look it up.
Yeah.
He defended himself from a defamation suit by saying no reasonable person would take him seriously.
Yeah.
And yet he's the highest rated cable news show on television right now.
Yeah.
It's inexplicable. It's wrong. But I tell you what, this was their October surprise, and it ain't the Comey letter, right? I mean, it's just the bullcrap from these people have been so baked into this election that I honestly do not believe there is such a thing as an undecided voter at this point.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
There are people who want the attention.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, I haven't made up my mind yet. Please come interview me at my diner in Philadelphia. Yeah. Like. They're those people, but there's no actual undecided voter.
Yeah.
You've made your peace with this asshole in office or you've committed to working against them. There's no more time for analysis.
You know, one of the only things that is getting me through this shit show, you.
Yes.
I fell in love the moment I saw you on TV because you are just the right amount of righteous indignation, primal rage that we all should be feeling, right? If you're not feeling that, you're not fucking paying attention. This is why at Politico, I screamed at you, stop smoking! So have you still stopped smoking? I hope so, because I know this is a show.
I'm on to the vape now, which is not necessarily better, but it is. So I started off at the 12 level of nicotine, and now I'm down to the 6 level of nicotine on the vape. So I'm slowly backing off of that. But I haven't had a cigarette since May 17th.
Okay, good. Yay. Because this is, I know, all of us. When you tweet, when you're on TV, I just feel the same thing. Like, we're like, holy shit, are we going to make it to election day? I'm so stressed out. I mean, it's, let's hope our next conversation
like I said,
is.
We need this to be over. I mean, like, I've got a whole, you know, talking about my kids, I have a whole life going on that requires attention at some point, right?
Yeah, I'll get to that. Oh, my God. Ellie Mistal, you give me life. You can catch him, of course, on MSNBC, justice correspondent for The Nation. He's fantastic in print, on Twitter, in every form. And I don't know, you said your hair is more fantastic than usual. You said some misogynistic thing about you're like a woman, how long you spend on your hair now, but whatever. It's beautiful.
It's so different, man. I mean, honestly, for most of my life, it was just like, get out of bed and my hair's fine. And this is a whole different world. And my wife has no sympathy, just none, zero. Oh, you have to spend 5 minutes on your hair before you went on TV. Big whoop.
I love you, Ellie Mistal. Listen, I got a weave, you know. I don't know.
You do.
I want to live to have someone yank it off on Fox News. Okay.
All right, guys.
Love you, Ellie Mistal. Happy hour.
Thank you so much. Ah. I cannot wait until COVID is over. We can do this in person.
Yes. Absolutely.
I want to hug you.
Yes. All right.
I've been hunkering for quite some time in this lockdown.
Yes.
Yes. I'm totally hungered and losing what's left of the very little shizzle that I had. I need a little pick-me-up. For me, it's Plexaderm because I still, right, you're still not away from the outside world. You're doing Zoom calls. You're doing FaceTime. Yep. You're doing Instagram photos, whatever you're doing.
You're wearing a mask, and that kind of puts the emphasis on your eyes.
On your eyes. That's the last thing that you want to feel worse about yourself. It's just a little pick-me-up. Plexaderm is a clinically studied serum, gives your appearance the right kind of changes, visibly reduces wrinkles, fine lines, even under eye bags in minutes. Plexaderm even works on laugh lines, number 11s, crow's feet. It takes 10 years off your appearance. I'm telling you, in like 10 minutes, I put it on every morning. Highly recommend it. Listen, I appreciate all the you look young comments. Plexaderm. Try it. I do it every morning. Get a 6-day application trial pack for just $14.95 with free shipping if you want to see.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it works. Go to BUIPLX.com. That's BIPLX.com/voices. Or you can call them 800-685-1292 and say the code voices. Order today. Shipping's free. Backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose except all that under your eyes? Okay. BUIPLX.com/voices or call 800-685-1292 and say the code voices.